Hi everybody, this is Ty and Charlene with the Truth About Cancer Global Health News.
Yeah, thanks for joining us for another episode. We're really excited to share with you today some more information that we gleaned at the Total Health Canada show just about a month or two back. Now, we've already done two episodes. This is the third episode that's going to contain interviews from Total Health Canada, right, honey?
Yeah, and we've got Robert Scott Bell. I got to interview him, and he had a lot of good things to say, as usual.
Yeah. So Robert Scott Bell and another couple of interviews are going to be in this episode. So we hope you enjoy. Sit back, enjoy it, relax, grab yourself
organic popcorn,
and some raw milk or some fresh squeezed juice or herbal
water. Herbs out of your garden.
Some tea.
Summertime. Yeah.
Whatever, as long as it's filtered water. But enjoy the show.
Hi there, this is Charlene coming to you live from the Total Health in Canada, the Total Health Show, and this is Robert Scott Bell. I think most of you know him.
Totally.
He's one of our faves. He's so sweet, so nice, and so knowledgeable, and he helps us to realize and remember that the power to heal is really yours. Robert, what do you think about this show?
And I don't know, these crazy Canadians, they invited us back, but we're here, and we are appreciative of them. And they're as open to healing as all people that need it, right? And they're dealing, as we saw in an earlier panel discussion, they're dealing with a system of medicine in Canada just as we are in the United States. They have a single payer kind of socialized coverage system, but my message to them is, as it is to our friends in America, that system is not the right system for healing, right? And so whether you want to have the government cover your expenses or whether you want to buy it yourself, the fact is if you're limited just to that as your choice, you're asking for a lot of trouble. And so when we come to an event like Total Health, we have the option to bring that thought form to say, hey, you know what, wouldn't you be better off if you were in control of the healthcare choices you made without a bureaucratic oligarchy telling you what to do, what to choose, what not to do? And so these are basic concepts, much like you did in The Truth About Vaccines. It isn't about being for or against something. You know, I might have a personal belief about allopathic medicine, that it's not right for me in most every case, but it's not for me to say it's not right for you. I just want you to have information so you can make better decisions about the path you take and not be at the whim of somebody who profits off of the choices you make or doesn't, so they prevent you from making the choices that are not profitable for them. So this is a consideration that it's not often discussed openly, as they talk about compassion is coverage for all. And I'm thinking, no, freedom is compassion for all. The freedom to choose the healthcare that you believe is right, because there are a lot of good and gifted healers here in Canada that are not covered under the system that they have here, any more than the holistic healthcare providers in America are covered. So the idea of taking that responsibility back and engaging, kind of like entering into an agreement, a covenant, a contract for health and healing, you can do that one-on-one. It's very difficult when there's a large monster out here telling this person what they can or can't do to help you, or eliminating that choice altogether. So it really is a message of freedom here, even in Canada.
It really is. And Robert, we just appreciate you have continuously educated us, and you're so connected to so many different people that have helped us to understand, again, your common thread throughout everything that you do. The power to heal really is yours. Mm-hmm. And so the documentary that we just did with the vaccines, We didn't cover it in a way that was biased. We tried not to be
one side
or the other, anti or pro, but simply just looking at the ingredients, for example. What are these ingredients?
Yeah.
What do they
What's
do?
In a vaccine?
And the different viruses, and combining those viruses and putting it into the child's body all in the same
time.
What does that do? So when we are informed and we are educated, then we can make a wise decision that works best for our families. And that's what you've been so good to do. And I think that's what this show is about.
Definitely.
So many people have come to us and told us with our documentaries, they've learned the truth and now are making wise decisions. And the same with you, Robert. So we just appreciate you.
It's opening up a realm that is so very important, because, the ultimate thing that protects us is that immune system. And we have to strategize and say, all right, here are my choices as far as how I can help my immune system to function. Now, in the process of artificially stimulating an antibody through vaccination, am I giving my immune system an advantage? Well, in theory, you have developed something that might see something and recognize something soon, quick, maybe. And you think, well, that's good. But what if that same substance or substances that were injected into you that artificially induced that? Maybe. What if it also damaged your immune system so that even though it could identify it quicker, it couldn't function? In other words, it couldn't do anything about it. It sees it coming like a railroad train, right, coming down the railroad tracks, and it sees it a little bit further off, which would normally mean, hey, it's time to get off of the tracks. But because the immune system was damaged by the vaccine itself, you couldn't get off the tracks. You saw the train coming from further away. Well, whoop-de-doo if you can't get off the tracks. So the point of functional immunity, as opposed to just having an antibody, it's an immature understanding of how the immune system works. Tatiana Obukhanich, PhD, she was in The Truth About Vaccines. She talked about that, you know, that the immune system is more complex than antibodies. You can still get a disease you have an antibody for. If you're deficient in minerals like selenium, if you your immune system is corrupt because your microbiome has been altered by the use of antibiotics, right? And I'm going to be speaking about immunity that's so strong you don't have to fear anything. And we do so without antibiotics, for instance.
And so you can help the people here, you're going to help, and you could help your viewers, your listeners of your radio show learn exactly how to do that with your immune system, how to turn it on, how to kick it up a notch or 10.
Yes.
And be healthy and avoid the toxins. And if you are toxic, how to recognize that, how to detox, and then how to build that immune system. Can you build it, Robert? If it's been torn down?
It's so important. It's a great question because a lot of people think about hyper-stimulating immunity, like we stimulate your immune system. Well, you don't want to aggravate it. That's what the antigens and the adjuvants in a vaccine do. Mm-hmm. And it can damage it because it could send it over the edge, and then you end up attacking yourself into autoimmunity.
Right, so then what do you do?
What good is that, right? Your immune system is overacting, overreacting. So allergies are one example of a hyperimmune function, right? Because of leaky gut. So we heal the gut. We give the body what it needs. Now, the innate immune system, it's everything we encounter. It's everything in our alimentary canal, right? All of that. So if we disrupt that, we can't expect our immune system to work appropriately. But any more than we can when we inject toxins into the bloodstream or into the lymphatic system or interstitial fluids, anywhere that it's going, ultimately the body will have to detoxify. And if the energy is so great focused on detox because we're so overwhelmed, that means less energy for other functions of the body. You know, we're almost put into a fight or flight mode via injection in this case. Mm-hmm. So when I talk about modulating and rebuilding and repairing immunity, it isn't about hyper-stimulating it. We don't need it to be overworked. We need it to work appropriately. And in fact, when you are so vital and healthy, this is why we talk about the importance of eating cleanly, organic,
and you're good at
non-GMO,
that.
Right? How important that is, because when your cells are so strong, so vital, right? The energy is so overwhelming in a good, positive way. You just, wow, I have so much energy. That's when your immune system doesn't even have to intercede on your behalf. That's interesting to think about that.
And Daryl was mentioning that on the roundtable. He said, pretty much, I think the theme that was running through what he was saying is how to learn how to have the perfect day.
Yeah.
And if we get to that place, it's a gentle detox every day.
Yes.
You're living to the optimal levels, not only physically and free of toxins and fighting those toxins gently, but also emotionally.
Sure.
Believing that you can, learning, doing all that you can, and being happy and doing all that you can to be happy.
Yeah.
And so he's got all those elements coming into the perfect day. So I really appreciated that.
I do. I love him so dearly. I talked about also, there was a question about depression.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Depression's also something that, you know, if you're depressed, your immune system's also going to be depressed, right? So you're more vulnerable, more susceptible. And, you know, of course, I can talk about substances like we talk about silver hydrosol and we like the sovereign silver and things, or immunomodulators like beta-glucan. There's a lot of great things to do that. But if you're depressed because, well, Dr. Bitar, our friend, talks about spiritual toxicity as well. If we don't know who we are, our connection to life, right, and the source of all life, we can be bummed out, right? And that alone can be immunosuppressant. So finding our purpose for being here, our mission. Now, it doesn't have to be grandiose, right? You talk about the little things you can do. The perfect day could be, you know, waking up and smiling at your neighbor or at work. You know, these things that bring that love, right, that we like to exude because it's
right.
Who we really
are. You know,
are.
Remember at the symposium, Josh Axe addressed just what you're saying. He said, when you get up, the first thing you should do is to think and thank God for four of the top things that we're thankful for.
Right.
And that kicks off the perfect day. That's exactly what you're saying. Just wake up, think, what am I thankful for? And that really just sets your day into that perfect mode.
Yeah, and DACA Detox, and as well as Ben Fuchs, the pharmacist, kind of referenced that in terms of eating. Like if you bring all your anger and your disagreements into the meal at the table.
That was interesting.
And he said, you know, that's why we say grace. To get out of that fight
relax.
Or flight mode, to get into a passive receptive mode, you know, a more spiritual place in terms of the meal. And so taking a moment to be thankful.
And then you can digest and not have all these digestive issues because you're relaxed and your food can, and enzymes in your body can break it down properly. And there's a lot to it, but I think that we're benefiting by coming together, and the roundtable was so good with you and Ty and, and Dr. Ben Fuchs and Doc of Detox, the whole team just together. I think that one of the things, before we end this, I wanted to mention was eggs.
Oh yeah, that was
that was such an interesting discussion too.
Lots of raw eggs, right?
So I think what I'm going to do, we've got our EpiGreens
and
our bone broth, and we make those shakes.
Eggs, raw eggs in them.
Eggs, raw eggs.
It's a whole food. It's a whole food. I mean, that thing just is fully developmental. Now, I always say listen to your body, what it tells you you can tolerate, what is right for you at any given day. So even though I'm all about clean, it's like what you choose in that realm of clean is up to your body. Your cells can communicate to you, so being very sensitive. Now, it takes some time if you've been toxic like I was in the first 24 years of my life.
And look at you, you're the picture of health.
Well, it took a lot of work to get here, right? So when I'm going to talk about lung health tomorrow here at the event.
That's interesting.
You know, breathing. There's a lot of things that are restricting the airflow of a lot of people. There was an interesting study came out of Australia where they were announcing, it's very strange, but we found a new treatment for lung diseases and asthma, and it has nothing to do with treating the lungs directly. And so what they were saying was that they were feeding the bacteria some special kind of fiber, insoluble fiber, right? And the bacteria were producing hydrogen. And the hydrogen was seemingly impacting on inflammation and free radical activity, and it was clearing the lungs. And of course, our good friend Paul Barratero, I'm sure you remember him.
Yeah.
He's all about bringing hydrogen into the body through water.
Wow.
So if our microbiome is not good enough, if our diet's not good enough, we're not going to produce enough hydrogen. So there are other things we can do. There's always another way, is the point. And I always encourage people to do the best that they can. But like I said, I bring that up because that's an exciting revelation. It's like we know now that the medical community is starting to get wind of these things, but they're scratching their head and they don't understand it. We're already here.
Wow.
Right? So we want to relate that, what you're doing, with the truth about whatever we're doing.
Wow.
And bringing that to everybody. So,
Robert, thank you. He's just a wealth of information. And I'm so grateful for you. And you know that we love you. You're
our
brother.
Oh, yes, of course.
And our viewers, we hear so often how much they're learning and how encouraging that smile. Who could not have a melted heart?
Well, and remember, Ty, our buddy Ty, your husband, on with me every Wednesday. We go outside the box
every
on the
Wednesday
Robert Scott
night,
Bell Show.
Outside the box Wednesdays. A lot of fun. Yeah. Sometimes I get to come on and say hello.
Super
and
bonus.
They just keep me laughing because I listen all the time.
Yeah.
So thank you, Robert.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
My name is Jordan Grenier, and I'm an opiate survivor. And I came to the Shauna Health Show, and that's the beginning of my journey of healing drug-free. I had 4 back surgeries where I had 52 pieces of steel put in and taken out, 14 nerves disconnected, and was on opiates for 30 years from the doctor. The opiates got so bad I lost my career, job, and everything I owned almost until I woke up after being overdosed by the doctors, and they're all running scared because I live to tell my story. I've been threatened by the doctors, and I just want to tell everybody that there is hope for opiate addiction. I use PEMF, ozone, and diet, nutritional, and detoxing my body full time for the past 2 years. All this pressure has caused me, I've had 3 heart attacks now, two months ago. All the pressure of the people against me telling my story. And so I'm here, still standing, still healthy and getting better. And I continue to tell my story and share. I first learned about detoxification after I was using PEMF Tesla coils, which basically accelerated me from depression, anxiety, and pain to get where I am today. It just opened me up and accelerated me as a waking up. So I just kept on the journey of detox, detox, detox. And that's what brought me here. I'm in a documentary called Feel by Lana Marconi. It just shows, it's about waking up and getting healthy, and people like myself coming from dark spaces. I was basically down the rabbit hole for 4 years. I lost my career of 25 years. And I just share my story with people that there is hope. The doctors all turned against me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the addiction clinic was with me. The girl from my addiction clinic was with me when I overdosed. And I said, aren't you interested in how I got off the drugs? They go, don't want to get involved.
Right.
And wouldn't come forward.
That's something that we see not in just in this, but in also when it comes to cancer treatments.
Yeah.
So you have people that are treating the cancer and they cure it naturally. And doctors don't want to know what they did.
Nope. Not interested.
It's the most bizarre thing. Because at that point, then they have to admit that they've learned something wrong.
Yeah.
That they've been misled.
I was on $600 a month in drugs, and I'm down to nothing.
Wow.
2 years ago.
Okay.
So now I've just had recent 2 heart attacks because I'm fighting all this stuff.
Right.
Quartz and all kinds of stuff.
And how'd you kick the habit?
I used PEMF,
okay.
Ozone, diet, detox.
Okay.
So I did it.
What kind of machine did you use for PEMF?
I got a mass.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the ozone.
Ozone, I make my own ozone. So I use Tesla technologies and knowledge.
Do you infuse it into olive oil or?
No, I just make it and put it in the water and I breathe it.
Breathe it, okay. Yeah. Okay, very interesting.
Yeah. So
and then
it just,
what else? You say detox. What
detox
do you
is eating? Cleaning up my food, getting off gluten. Eating right, you know, eggs, like everything that we talked about today, right?
Did you have any kind of a withdrawal period after?
I did, but the way I got over it is I went to Costa Rica and I soaked in the hot springs in the Blue Zone for 5 hours a day.
Really?
Okay. I had no withdrawals. Okay. I had more withdrawals when I was working every 2 hours.
Well, you probably, by doing this hot springs, you were remineralizing your body. Yeah.
And I was squeezing all the OxyContin out of me.
Wow.
So the doctor that actually overdosed me put me on Suboxone. And methadone, and didn't wait the 72 hours.
Wow.
So he felt bad that he went and got his marijuana license because he felt bad he overdosed me. So now I take medical marijuana for pain.
Okay.
And that's it after 4 back surgeries.
So how would you compare the medical marijuana for pain to the opioids that you were doing?
Way
before?
Better. I said half my pain went away when I went off the opiates.
Okay. So they were sort of creating the condition they were supposed to
Well, they
treat.
Were making me sick.
Yeah.
And my family, this is going to get even bigger, my family's never seen me off drugs before. So as the doctor said, I jumped out of my opiate suit and I became alive. And my family's actually had me picked up by the SWAT team coast and put me in the psyche ward because I was too happy.
Wow.
I got rid of my toxic relationship, met this one. That one called them and said I was in a cult.
Because you were too happy.
I was in a cult because I'm in the new age.
You know what? Let me tell you something. I got a friend that's a doctor in San Antonio. And he said that when he started eating clean, started detoxifying, he lost 30 pounds.
Yeah, I did.
He felt better than he had since college.
Yeah.
He got called before the medical review board of the hospital, and they thought he was doing drugs. Because he was just too happy and he lost so much weight.
Yeah.
And all the other doctors were eating junk and obese.
Yeah.
And there he is looking great.
That's what I did.
Great.
But they thought I was in a cult and said I was out to kill them.
Right.
My own son and my ex.
Wow.
I just finished court after a year and a half, completely vindicated. I had done nothing wrong.
But they wanted to throw you in a psyche ward.
They wanted my house.
Oh, okay.
Because I was dying because of the opiates. And then when I woke up, I said, you know, you treat me like that, you're off the wheel.
Kind of backfired on, didn't it?
It all backfired on them, so I've been completely vindicated.
That's great.
It took me a while.
But you're feeling great today.
Feeling great today, yeah.
That's awesome. Man. Yeah. Thanks for sharing your story. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It really is. It shows you what natural medicine can do.
That's right.
So medical marijuana, right? Hemp, cannabis.
I just eat it.
It's natural medicine.
That's right. I take oil. It's actually matched to my DNA.
Okay. I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Rock and roll,
thanks
man.
For having me, man.
Hey, thanks for sharing your story.
Okay. Thanks.
Hi,
okay.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I was diagnosed last February with a lump, and I had a biopsy, and I had the results of malignant cells, which is ductal carcinoma, invasive ductal carcinoma in my right breast. I had surgery last August, and 3 centimeters lump was removed. saying that it was malignant. I then went to a Conquering Cancer conference with Dr. Mercola and a plethora of doctors who think outside the box. I also have watched Ty Bollinger's docuseries twice, and it just affirmed my decisions to use alternative methods. I started doing vitamin C high dose right away. I changed my diet. I juice. I eat organic. So I've been on the path of herbal medicine, right foods, lifestyle changes, trying to remove alcohol. That's still one that I'm working on. So that's a necessity. I must remove all alcohol. And I lead a pretty healthy life for someone who turned 62 today. So I believe that I'm a conqueror. I believe that I am healthy. And I really appreciate Ty Bollinger and his wife and what they have done. He's traveled the world to interview people and to share his message and to help us to have choice in our world. Because in the medical field, they don't give you choices. So I am so grateful to God, to Ty, and all his team for what they've done. And I will continue this journey and pray to God that I will live many, many years due to my choices. And it's all about choices, that's for sure. So stay alive, stay healthy, think positive, and do the best you can to eat organic. Stay away from carcinogenic foods, carcinogenic water, whatever it is, it's polluting your body. Be healthy, be alive, and be excited about the outcome.
Thanks, that's awesome.
Hi, everybody. We sure hope you enjoyed the show. It was packed full of great information, wasn't it?
It was, and we really appreciate the interviews that we got at Total Health Canada. We've got more coming for you by mid-July, another episode of TTAC's Global Health News. But in the meantime, God bless.
Yes, until next time, live well, be healthy, and God bless.
Go ahead and throw your kiss like you always do.